Good afternoon and welcome back to English Only with a Doctor on Graphite 94.9 FM, where we journey into the discovery of the stories being told through Canadian music, poetry, art, cinema, and culture. This is the Doctor speaking, and this week we're going to take a different road. Rather than telling a story that has a beginning and an end, we're going to focus on one specific thing, and that is Canadian culture and the whimsical creativity that can come from the music relating to that culture, or at least the stereotypes. Now, there's an individual that I know in the Middle East, and he is, I think, the quintessential Canadian. He's from Newfoundland, and he represents Canada in ways that embody everything that I love about Canada. He's fun, he is creative, he is artistic, and he, man, is he a smart guy. PhD in mathematics, amazing physicist, and an actor. So on that note, I'm going to dedicate this first song to Carrie Suick, who's currently living in the Middle East. This is Vancouver's Odds, and their song, Someone Who Is Cool. The Odds have come back into existence relating to Canadian music. They were a band that started in the late 1980s, 1987 to be exact, and they spent the beginning part of their career headlining for themselves and then doing a set after. I was fortunate enough to see one of those, and it was fantastic. In a small venue where there might have been only about 200 people standing, playing pool, eating, and it was the best concert I've ever seen. That said, they were so popular in Canada for such a long time that they played with some of the Canadian greats like the Tragically Hip and Doug and the Slugs. So back to Kerry Suick. Kerry Suick, like I said, is a really cool guy. And he has got a really interesting, eclectic set of friends. And through him, I met this next artist. Now, he is I don't know if I can say he's an artist by trade, but perhaps an artist through vocation. Originally from Scotland, he's an emergency nurse that currently is running the cancer hospital in Qatar. But he moved to Qatar about 3 years ago, coming from Canada. Now, as a Canadian, you take advantage or you kind of take for granted some of the things that are that represent you or your culture. That said, some of the things from my culture that I don't really blink an eye at are related to food. Now, I'm French Canadian. You can't hear it when I speak French anymore, but I do have roots and food roots that come from French Canada. So part of the food roots that come from French Canada are tortière, which is a really big version of a meat pie. And it is absolutely delicious. And you serve it on the side with green ketchup that's made from tomatoes, not from squished up tomato paste. Another thing that we eat is maple syrup, sugar pie. I used to eat breakfast at my grandmother's house, and it was brown sugar, fresh cream, and white bread. Another thing that Quebec is known for is poutine. Now, politically right now, Putin, the Russian leader, is causing a little bit of havoc, and that's an understatement. But Putin, written in English, is P-U-T-I-N. And Putin, written in French, is P-O-U-T-I-N. And poutine is a French-Canadian food. So recently on Kerry Suick's Facebook account, he's been flagged because he put a little video about what poutine represented for Canadians. And as a rebound off of that, Andrew Fraser created this song. And I introduce Poutine, taking from the musical talents of Eric Clapton. Enjoy.
If you like cheesy curds, you gotta say the word poutine. If you wanna get crazy, crazy with gravy, poutine. She's got fries, poutine. If you don't want moose or Canadian goose, poutine. When it's 4:21 and you want a munch on poutine. She's got fries, poutine. Thank you. molten cheese to the brim, and you'll want to dive in poutine. Don't forget this fact, she's more addictive than crack poutine. She's got fries, she's got fries, she's got fries poutine. She's got fries, she's got fries, she's got fries poutine.
Thank you, Carrie Suick and Andrew Frazier, for my inspiration. On that note, one of the things that we like to talk about in Canada, not talk about, but something that I think is relatively stereotypical, there are two: how we eat and what our weather's like. Now, we've just been introduced to the concept of poutine, and it is French fries with curd cheese and brown sauce. I'm not a big fan, but if you ever go to Quebec and you want authentic poutine, it has to have curd cheese on it, just FYI. The second thing we talk about often, at least when people come to talk to me about Canada, is the weather. And how do we get through our cold days? Some people believe Tim Hortons is the way to go. Now, Tim Hortons is a coffee shop that traditionally started in the East, and they are now a franchise that goes all throughout Canada, and you can find it in other countries, specifically in Qatar. And their coffee is very specific. They have the highest caffeine content in all coffees that are allowed to be sold to the public. It's extremely addictive. I'm not a big fan. I think it's too much, and it's a little greasy. But Tim Hortons, for Canadians, is a way of life. And on that note, I introduce Timmy's Run by this Canadian band called Cosmefect.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yo.
Yeah.
This is Cause and Effect.
Yeah.
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 Yo. No.
Doing a cool song about Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About how we work.
Awesome.
The injustices of this world.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We were feeling kind of bored. We were looking for some fun. Then my buddy suggested, hey, let's make a Timmy's Run. I'm like, sweet, sounds sick, but we better make it quick. My mom's making spaghetti, and I hate to miss it.
Yo, I just slept in, then I ate a fruit. Then I thought to myself, why'd I eat a fruit? I guess I could have made a Timmy's Run instead. Then I did, now I'm done, now my stomach is fed.
So this is how it went down. We were cruising around town, chicks checking us out, cause we're the hottest thing around. They didn't know what to say, they were turning away. They ran screaming, cause we were just too good looking.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, I really do like fruit. When there's donuts on my mind, nothing else will do. Hey, about your last line, yo, it didn't really rhyme.
But that doesn't really matter,
cause we're so good looking.
This is a song about Tim Hortons. It kinda sucks, but we're still good looking. Don't need to rhyme when we can't even rap. We don't even care if you think this is crap, cause we're still good looking.
So back to the story, we went up to the drive-thru. The lady came on and said,
how can I help you?
I'm like, I think you know. She's like,
really, I don't.
Yeah, the flirt didn't work, so I ordered a Coke.
Then my turn came and I ordered a Big Mac. She said,
this is
Timmy's,
so
and we
really
don't have
that.
I said, this is crazy, but I'll do what you say. So I asked for a carrot and she said, no way.
I could tell there was something more to this situation. So I figured she was healing from a broken relationship.
Stop. You actually have to rhyme.
Okay. I could tell there was something more to this situation. I figured she was healing from a broken relationship. I played it real cool and I casually stated, you probably got dumped, I'm the one you should've dated.
So
we got to the window and we paid what was due. Then she slapped him in the face and I didn't get my food. So we talked to the manager and he did the same. That's why family run businesses are a crying shame.
So I got slapped twice and I lost $5. And I learned a good lesson, always go to Starbucks.
You can't rhyme box with Starbucks. It's the same word twice, dumb face.
This is a song about how we hate Tim Hortons. We just get slapped and we don't get food. Now I'm just mad because I lost a fortune. Okay, only $5, but you'd be mad too.
But we're still good looking. Yeah, we're still good looking.
We look good.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we're so good looking.
Like, really good.
Look at us.
I don't know, but that song made me laugh. I was laughing out loud. I'm glad you guys couldn't hear me because it was really funny. That said, Tim Hortons, again, like I said, isn't the most tasteful or tasty coffee. They used to have really great sandwiches and they would make soup and it was, you know, comfort food. Anyway, that was funny. I like that song. Let's move on to a different part of this food and stereotype story that we're talking about Canadian culture. One group of Canadian musicians that I really am very fond of are Walk Off the Earth. Now they started out their career doing a lot of cover music, but online videos of the cover music that were very, very creative. So some online videos were one, they were four or five musicians playing one enormous guitar, or they would pick innocuous things from the garbage and create this beautiful music relating to very famous musicians. And they became renowned in Canada. They received quite a few Grammys. They were even on Ellen quite recently, actually. And they are a great band. The two of the lead singers of this band, a male and female group, Sarah and Giovanni, I think his name, Gianni. They're married and they have a child. They have three children. One of their children is named Romeo. And Romeo has his own artist label. He's very young because he's known for what he eats. He eats everything. And so his creative parents, have created this little website for him. And they create songs based on the food that he's eating. So on that note, this is the Dragon Fruit song.
Cash money, no practice. Come and pick me from a cactus. Cause the Mars are dropping pollen with a bad
sis. If I had a choose between you and a dragon fruit, I would tell you that you have to lose. Cause I just love me some dragon fruit.
There we go, dragon fruit. Now, I'm kind of getting hungry. I ate breakfast already, but I think I want a snack. And on that note, on 94.9 FM, Graph Hit, and English Only with a Doctor, I'm going to introduce The Food Party by the Bare Naked Ladies in their album Snack Time.
Food party tonight, yeah!
Food party!
Hey, great party!
party.
Oh, yeah, everybody's here.
Oh, yeah, good to see you guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming. By the way, I'm Sweet. I'm like a chocolatey treat, Sweet. Can I get you guys anything?
You can get me a lemon, because I'm sour.
Who are you? Well, I'm spicy. I'm hot. Hey, bam, I'm exciting. I am spicy.
I'm crunchy. You know, like carrot sticks and cookies and peanuts.
Who invited the textures?
People like me, because I'm crunchy.
People like me because I'm smooth. Like silk. Like a glass of milk. I'm smooth. How you doing?
Well, I'm bitter. I'm bitter like bitter greens and radicchio and orange peels. I'm bitter and I don't even want to be here.
I'm bland. I'm bland.
Well, hey, I'm salty. I can help. I'm salty.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Who's that?
I'm Umami.
Umami?
That was the final movement of Anton Corbijn's Food Party, featuring Ed Shaganuzzi on claves. Next up on Radio CAKE, Borenikid Ladias with the Canadian Snacktime Trilogy.
The Bare Naked Ladies never fail to impress me. They stimulate humor in almost all of their songs. If it's not through parody or through pun, it's just through basic musical fun. This is the second song by them. This is a collaboration. It's quite long. And it was created with a tremendous amount of Canadian artists, all online. It's a video. It's called the Snack Time Selfie Cam Jam. And they did it in the 2020, but it's related to a song or some albums that the album that came out in 2008. This is Snack Time Selfie Cam Jam by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin. I hope you're doing okay out there. I'm here to introduce another Selfie Cam Jam. Today, we are encouraging donations to the United Way Worldwide COVID-19 Community Response and Recovery Fund. They aid with everything from connecting families to food pantries to aiding those with financial hardships due to loss of wages. So please consider donating either locally or globally at this link. We'd like to thank all of our friends who sent in their testimonials. Oh, look at the time. I've got to go, but enjoy and take care.
It's got to be about that time.
Just isn't right. Oh, oh, snack time. Oh, oh, snack time. How I love the vision of people everywhere in harmony together, and each one has their share. Oh, oh, snack time. Oh, oh, at snack time. Snack time.
Snack time.
Snack time.
Snack time.
Talking about snack time. Snack time.
Snack time.
Snack time.
Snack time.
I'm talking about snack. Talking about snack time. Hi, I'm Kevin. My favorite snack is celery sticks.
Hi, my name is Carmen. My favorite snack is frozen raspberries.
Hi, I'm Bubbles, and my favorite snack is mushroom bologna.
My name is Jimmy Parker McLeodusa, and my favorite food is two kinds of chips, salt and vinegar, and ketchup.
I'm Sarah McLaughlin, and my favorite snack is a chocolate chip cookie.
I'm Marty McBean, and our favorite snack is popcorn.
I'm Michael Colvin, and my favorite snack is pizza!
I'm Chris Hadfield, and my favorite snack is nuts. I'm nuts about them.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Foote, and my favorite snack is dill pickled chips.
Snack time.
These are actually good.
Hey, I'm Zaya Tong, and my favorite snack is salty black licorice.
I'm Max from Arkells, and my favorite snack is homemade cookies.
Colin Hay here. My latest snack was a stalk of celery dipped in crunchy peanut butter.
Hi, I'm Tessa Benum, and my favorite snack is saltine crackers with peanut butter and jam.
Greetings, it is I, the Count, and my favorite snack is eight apple slices.
I'm Jim Cuddy from Blue Rodeo. My favorite snack, oysters.
I'm Luke Doucette.
I'm Melissa McClelland.
My favorite snack's cashews.
My favorite snack, salt and vinegar chips.
Hey, I'm Alan Doyle. My favorite snack is grilled cheese sandwich.
I'm Henry Doyle, and my favorite snack is the pizza.
Danse, kah kiono temtek na komagnak. My name is Chief Perry Belgard, and my favorite snack is peanut butter and bananas on sourdough toast.
I'm Rose Cousins, and my favorite snack is snack peas.
I'm Todd McCulloch, and my favorite snack is a fritter. It's got apple in it.
I'm Danny Michelle, and my favorite snack is spicy hot chicken wings.
My name is Adam Van Cooperden, and my favorite snack is an all-beef combo with that spicy Heinz mustard.
My name is Fernando Saunders. My favorite snack is sweet potatoes, chocolate, yum, yum.
My name is Eric Weed, and my favorite snack is protein powder.
My name is Donovan, and my favorite snack is chips.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Taggart. My favorite snack is bananas.
Hey, I'm David from Choir Choir Choir, and my favorite snacks are pepperettes.
Hi, my name's Nobu, and my favorite snacks are Reese's Pieces Bubble Cups.
I'm Kevin Griffin from Better Than Ezra, and my favorite snack is Fritos.
And this is Katie Tunstall. My favorite snack is peanut M&Ms.
Booth B. Graffo, and my favorite snack is vegetables.
Hi, this is Havana, and her favorite snack is cupcakes.
I'm Darius Rucker, and my favorite snack is candy.
I'm Bruce Coburn. My favorite snack is a bagel and cream cheese.
My name is Andy Kim, and my favorite snack is honey, sugar.
Oh, snack time.
So there we have it, a Canadian song that embodies traditional Canadians eating traditional Canadian foods that is not just poutine or hamburgers or pizza or tortillas. It's quite varied in its content and nutritional value. One of the people that were describing their favorite snack times was Sarah McLachlan. She is a famous singer, Canadian singer, from the 80s and 90s, late 80s, 90s, and still is a performer today. And she is a interesting feminine voice. She and other women of her caliber started a festival that happened over several years. It was called Lilith Fair. And this is the first time I saw Sarah McLachlan sing live. Now, she's got a very particular voice. It's very deep and dewy and profound, and it penetrates your skin. And this is her song, Ice Cream.
Better than ice cream, better than anything that I've tried.
Welcome back. You are listening to English Only with the Doctor on Graph Hit 94.9 FM. And this is the Doctor speaking. Today we are talking about Canadian food habits and stereotypes. So some of the food habits that we've already discussed, at least the stereotypes that I've heard coming from Canada and moving into France, is that Canadians love to eat hamburgers. They love Pilsner beer, or they have really good beer. I don't know if that's the truth. I'm not a beer drinker. And that Quebecois like the poutine. I'm not sure if that's true. I mean, I come from French Canada, but I don't love poutine either. So I'm maybe perhaps not a typical Canadian. But there is nothing typical about being Canadian. Canadian is it's the opposite of what a melting pot of culture is. It is a country in general, at least my Canada, when I grew up in Canada, that allowed other cultures to flourish at the same time as the Canadian culture was developing. We've been listening to music relating to food. And now we're going to move into something else that is what I would consider a Canadian stereotype, at least when people come to talk to me about Canada. The first thing they say is, it's cold. And it is true. Canada, in some places, is very cold, but only in the winter. I lived in the Arctic, far, far, far north, the most northerly Arctic island on the west coast that you can possibly imagine. You can look it up. It's called Banks Island. And I lived there during the dark of winter, and certainly it was cold, ice cold, where you thought your bones would break because they were so brittle in the wind and dropping temperatures, where walking for 15 minutes from where my home was to the local store or to the nursing office would freeze my eyelashes so thickly that it would take 20 to 30 minutes for them to thaw out. It was cold, but that was winter. And in the summer, it can be beautiful and nice. And if you're lucky and you live on the coastal regions, your summers are long. If you live in the middle of the country, your winters are a little bit longer. So if you want to avoid, if you ever think about going to Canada to live or to visit, I would avoid winter and Winnipeg. Those two at the same time are probably not the best because it is very cold in Winnipeg. We call it Winterpeg. That said, we're going to talk about snow. Now, this next artist, his name is Snow. It's not exactly the typical thing you'd be thinking about relating to snow because he doesn't really talk about it, but his name is Snow, and he's a really interesting singer. He introduced reggae rap to the Canadian music scene in the 80s. This is his song, Informer.
Snow, they came around looking for you the other day.
Word, bust it.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a snow, me, I go blam. I like you, bum, bum, bam. Take the man that says, say that I'm a snow, me, stab somebody on the lane. I like you, bum, bum, bam. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snow, me, I go blam. I like you, bum, bum, bam. Take the man that says, say that I'm a snow, me, stab somebody on the lane. I like you, bum, bum, bam. These are the men who come in and they blow down my door. Rain you can pour through my window. So they put me in the back of the car at the station. From that point on, I reached my destination. Where the destination region at the east detention. Where the look down my pants, look up my bottom. So informer, you know, say that I'm a snow, me, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say that I'm a snow, me, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snow, me, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say that I'm a snow, me, stop somewhere down the lane. Think them have more power. They on the phone, me say they want a war. Me for once I use the once and now me call me lover. Love who me calling and the one tell me. And me love her in my heart down to my belly. Yes, they know me snow, me I feel cool and deadly. Yes, the one MC Shine and the one that is snow. Together we all have a miss a tornado. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snow, me I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say, say that I'm a snow, me stab somewhere down the lane. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Informer, I'm a snow, me, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say, say that I'm a snow, me, stab somewhere down the lane. I like it.
boom boom them. So listen for me, you better listen for me now. Listen for me, you better listen for me now. Bring me the rubber, the light, the foam, the rock and stay. You see that my stomach, yeah, the heart to cut on. But in the inner, I have the dance, and me say where you come from. People them say you come from Jamaica, but me born and raised in the ghetto, no one tell for no. People and people, man, is all a man know. Yeah, my shoes and them tear up, and me toes just a show. When me a ballin', I don't want your answer. So informer, you know, say that I'm a slummy, I go glam. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say, say that I'm a slummy, stop somewhere down the lane. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a slummy, I go glam. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say, say that I'm a slummy, stop somewhere down the lane. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Come with a nice young lady. Intelligent, yes, she jungle in Ari. Everywhere me go, me never left for a tally. You say that it's no me, I the rum dance man. Rum it in a dance, I lay in a nation. You never know, say that I'm a snow me, I the boom shaka. Tell me never lay it down flat, and now I'm cardboard box. You say that I'm a snow me, I go reaching at the top. So informer, you know, say that I'm a snow me, I go blame. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say, say that I'm a snow me, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, say that I'm a snowman, I go blame. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Why worry? Why worry? Anyway, anyway.
I'm sitting around cooling with my dibby dibby girl. Police knock my door, lick up my pal. Rough me up and I can't do a thing. Pick up my line when my telephone ring. Take me to the station, black up my hands. Trail me down cause I'm hanging. Turn
informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn.
Keeping with the inspiration of using the person's name to move into the next section, I'm going to introduce, as I generally introduce in every set, a French-Canadian song. And this is Le Vent du Nord, the band Le Vent du Nord, and their song Tour à Bois from their 2007 album Dans les Airs.
Chanson métier, joueur de tour et tournant.
On va vous chanter chanson métier.
En premier, il faut avoir le tour, chantourner comme un artisan.
En premier, il faut avoir le tour. Tour à tour, tournons tout, tour à bois et tour de chant.
Troisièmement, tout en tournant la pièce, faut guider le couteau. Et
troisièmement, tout en tournant la pièce, tour à tour, tournons tout, tour à bois et tour de chant.
Ça sera fait, un peu de branchi de paraffin.
Et c'est fini, ça sera fait. Tour à tour, tournons tout, tour à bord et tour de chant.
Thank you.
This next song comes from Toronto. This is a Canadian trio of women voices. And as you probably know, I'm a huge fan of the woman's voice, especially Canadians' voices. This said, this particular song is from the band Trent Severn, and it is a waterway in Canada, in Ontario. And this is the name of their band. The lead singers of this band or this trio are M. Greener, Dana Manning, and Lindsay Schindler. And this is their song from their album in 2015, Oh Snow. It was beautiful. Welcome back to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. As we get to the last 10 minutes of this set, I'd like to just connect a little bit with that song. As a Canadian, and I think as a human being and the experiences I've had as a person, I am absolutely in love with snow. I lived for a little under a year in the Arctic North, where the snow was hard, so hard that you couldn't hear your own feet touch the ground. It was compact and you were silent. And I learned how to appreciate things that I didn't appreciate before. Number one was silence. Number two, the darkness and what that brings to you. Now, darkness and silence allows you the opportunity to really think and be introspective because you have nothing else to do. And in this community, the individuals that I knew would eat when they were hungry. They would get up when they were no longer tired, and they would go to sleep when they were sleepy. It wasn't more complicated than that. The sun did not dictate their cardinal rhythm. What did dictate some of their rhythm, though, was hunting, the coming of the geese, the migration of the muskox or the caribou in the area, the whales that would swim along the coastline. Now, on Banks Island, there was this point, and it was called Kellett Point, and you literally could put both of your feet together and the point at the edge of this particular piece of land was smaller than your feet. And at Kellett Point, there were three bodies of water. There was the flow in between Banks Island and Victoria Island. There was the Arctic Ocean, and then an ocean, I think it was the Pacific. So there were three pieces of water that touched this point that was literally the size of your two feet together. And I visited that spot, again, in love with the snow. At the end of their snow year, so in late June, and the ice was just about to break off. And I would just like to share with you the clarity of the water, the clarity of the ocean at that point. So from the borders of the ground, or from that point, the ice broke off just a little bit, probably about 10 centimeters on both sides. And I dropped a rock and I could see it go all the way down. And I think I counted 20 seconds before I lost sight of it. It was so beautiful and so clear. Now, I fell in love so much with the Arctic and the snow that I thought that I would have the same affection when I lived in the Middle East for the sand, and I did not. But on that note, for the love of ice and snow and all that it is, all that is crisp and fresh and white, I'm introducing the group Diet and the Love Soldiers. They are a group from the Yukon, which is the Canadian North, and they are I would call them an eclectic group because the lead singer is a native from the area, and she sings in English and in Tuktuni, which is her native language, is an Arctic language. And they have an interesting kind of vibe. I would say there's some folk and some international kind of European music going in there. And this is their song, Ice. So as I end the set, I bid you, be kind, be open, be generous, because life and love is there waiting for you. And until next week, the doctor has left the house. Thank you.
temperature was dropping and I couldn't see the ground. I swear we started praying out now to gods of old. It didn't look too good for us. We were running blind and cold. The day started before dawn, like it always did. Just the work we've been doing since we were little kids. Was us not something more. Well, the dogs were strapped and tethered, ready for the climb. We headed out like we always did, didn't know what was down the line. And in the bright winter sun, we rode along. No one heard the cracking ice. The instant we were down, first the dogs, then the sled. We held on and watched them drown. Cause there's nothing free about freedom. Comes at the highest cost. We think time down here is endless. We don't know it's all we got. And we pray what choice has left us. Something more.